This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry fun lucrative. Make it super easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big midweek edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
Good to have everyone on deck for another big Wednesday edition of the show.
We've
got loads to wade through today.
We do. It's been a big show, quite an emotional roller coaster.
You have been to see The Lion King.
I have. It opened today across Australia.
Talk about emotional roller coasters.
Whoa.
We are going to get your piping hot review.
Yes.
First day out. We might even get some people to call up who've seen it and we'll get their opinion.
Great idea.
What I'm hearing is it's a dud.
Okay. Well, that's you and every other cold-hearted person in this world will say it's a dud.
Hey, we didn't get to it yesterday. One job, Jane Kennedy.
Yeah.
We're going to do that today, so
that'll
be fantastic.
Also, the Emmy nominations are out, and I'm going to go through the shows and read them out. I think I've seen everything.
Have you?
I've seen everything.
What are you watching right now?
Well, I just finished Chernobyl.
Ah, that's an old
and I'm watching
lovely thing one.
Spoiler alert.
And I'm watching Handmaid's Tale at the moment.
That's
still going on.
It's a big night out.
It is. Hey, I'm a good time gal.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to talk about country and Western music. There's a new Elvis film out I'm not that happy about.
No, you're not. I understand why. That's all right. Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes. She's a bit out there.
You're not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan because she's going out with Elon Musk.
She's cutting your lunch.
Potential
with Elon Musk. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but we have to start on a sour note.
We really do. This is a terrible note, and
I've had the worst, one of the worst days of my life. It's like my life just blew up today.
It's
just
really
the whole
terrible.
Thing just went kaboom. Mm. It's like I've just pushed the detonator on a suicide vest or something.
Can I tell you how it unfolded for me? How I got the news? I woke up at 5:30 this morning. Of course, last night, Mick, Rob, and another mate went out for a bite to eat.
Great restaurant.
It was
a very
I wasn't invited, by the way.
No, it's just secret men's business. So
I wake up. I was asleep when Rob got home, so it was a pretty late night.
Well,
and at 5:20, I woke up, and there's an email from Mick. I mean, on every level, that's weird.
That can't be good.
No. Email.
That is weird to get an email.
All right. And what did it say?
It said, "Hi, has Rob got my phone?"
Oh, man.
What?
So
what happened?
I thought I'd lost it. It was stolen.
Really?
It's gone. I've had to erase it. Did you know how many things from my life that are now... You know, how do I get all my dick pics back? I might never see.
So this is the concern,
one of the great collections.
Yeah.
I hope somebody who's not high tech minded has not been able to.
Well, I hope so too, because I've said some hateful things about you and Dave on there, and if that made it, that would.
Well, if somebody gets my phone number and starts to stalk me.
True.
Then I'll.
That's quite a black book in your phone, isn't it?
I've written your phone number down a couple back of some toilet doors anyway, so could be coming from me. Could be coming from
for a good time.
No, the whole thing's been wiped.
Mick, this is terrible now.
It is terrible.
It's stolen though. I mean, you can just leave it.
Well,
somewhere.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Inspector.
Inspector Clouseau. Just a minute.
Jeez.
We'll fill you in.
And
you may be surprised to know.
Did you put your Sherlock Holmes hat on you?
Well, I see the way you work.
Can I describe what happened? I'll tell you where it happened. In front of a pokies joint, because there was three of us. We were waiting to get cabs.
Mm.
Rob was a bit drunk and getting a bit punchy. In fact, he tried to fight a couple of Asian types, and then
I tried
to pull him off, and then his king hit a
really?
Copper.
No, and I wouldn't have saw that.
Well, to be honest, it was a coward's punch.
Listen.
And I had to then, in all the mayhem, I imagine it's come out of my pocket, and these seagulls from the pokies joint have just.
You know what I said when my phone was stolen? Give me back my phone, asshole.
I think you said this.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
So guess what I've got?
What?
My mum's mobile. Have you seen
Sorry
it, Dave?
For laughing.
No.
Hang on, you might need your glasses.
Wow, that is old school.
You know what, Jane? You take great delight in this stuff. You have an illness.
Oh my God.
You have no empathy.
No.
You have no empathy for people.
I'll tell you what is
ropes,
amusing
and
me.
That is
to no end.
To what?
A, that you actually were able to find and use Find My Phone as an as for a start, you even knew it existed, and you've tracked it down.
Yeah, well, I didn't personally do
that. Yeah, that's what I had.
I had some help. So I've got Mum's mobile.
That is the oldest. Look, that's, Wendy.
That's analog.
Hey, can I say, what? That's cruel.
I think she's been up to no good. I'm getting some seedy phone calls.
What do you mean?
Hello, Pieface. Is that you?
You're a terrible son. Why? How can you let your mother walk around with that? That's just, you've got you buckets of money.
Exactly.
And you have just got your mother holed up in a tiny little flat somewhere with a little phone.
She doesn't need a mobile. She doesn't leave the house except to do my washing.
See, this is very telling. It's got no brand name, has it?
Dodgy bastard.
Is that a Nokia?
I don't even think it's that. It's a no-name. It's a Huawei.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. He's swanning around down the Paris end of the mobile phone world.
Oh, catch up.
With your latest
your poor mum.
iPhones. Yeah,
anyway, ridiculous. You've got now that you've got my number.
Seriously.
I'm feeling very, I'm very, very hopeful. This is the one thing I keep asking Mick. And it's, imagine how frustrating it is that he can't give me this answer. Do you have an Apple ID?
Well,
why are you looking at me like that? Do you have an Apple ID?
To answer that question, I would need to know a couple of things.
Like what's
an Apple ID?
Okay. Right. That's not the answer we want.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. It's like an emoji, isn't it?
Nothing
it's like
an emoji.
Go.
No, it's where you sign into your iTunes account.
Do you have an iTunes
clappy
account?
Hands. That's what it is.
Do you have iTunes?
Buy your apps and things. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have something at.
Yeah. Whatever.
Something.com or at Big Pond or at.
I know, I can get you an app.
You know, when you're back up to the iCloud and things like
that. Yeah, I'm at .com.
You've got something.
I'm .com. And I've got the three W's, www.
Oh. No, that's not the same thing.
Biggie.
Oh, no, we're going to have to get Rue on the line.
Right, trust me. I'm cutting edge with this stuff. Right. I will be.
I feel very upset for you. Sadly. That's terrible.
It is awful. Yeah.
Hopefully, we're going to find out before the show's finished whether your phone can be retrieved from the cloud, because that is really concerning
me. I don't like the cloud. My cloud's cumulonimbus.
The cloud is going to be your best friend. Trust me.
I've got an iCloud cumulonimbus.
You've got an iCloud paranoia.
All right. Hey, now you've been to see a film. I want to hear all about it when we get back.
I'll tell you all about it.
My phone's ringing. Wonder who this is.
Is it really?
Yeah. All right, hang on, we're on the air.
She's not here.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, we've just tweeted a photo, Instagram as well, of the phone Mick's now using. It's his mum's phone. Yeah. So that's just so you
can. You're revealing yourself too.
Look back in technology back in the 2000s.
Mercenary.
When's your mum's birthday? Do you remember?
I don't know. Well, I think she was born in the Boer War. So what were the dates
on
that?
She has just given you. Phone.
Exactly right.
So I would.
I'm her oldest son.
I would shut up at the moment, please.
You know the best thing about having her phone? It means she can't call me and nag me to death.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, cop that. You're having this in my hand has saved me an hour earache tonight. This is a win-win.
You should go down to the Telstra shop or buy her a brand new iPhone.
Get your mother a phone that actually has 100%. I in front of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
And you can FaceTime her as well.
What about the old phone box? What happened to the public phone box?
Well, the drugs deals are made there today. That's what's happened to them.
You sounded like a 75-year-old woman then. Sound like a caller to
talk back radio.
Talk back radio.
Fine.
They're disgusting, Neil.
Yes.
Couldn't give a crap.
All they are is just
That's what they're
place
for.
Place for hobos to sleep.
Who else is using a public phone?
I was using them for a long time because I was the last on deck.
You were using a public phone?
Public phones.
How embarrassing. What are you doing in a public phone? What, with coins?
Using a public
phone. Oh, get me coins out. Ding, ding. Oh, hang on.
Check the coin.
You wait one day.
One day?
You'll need it.
I won't.
You will.
People will make calls for me.
Not.
Okay.
Okay, now listen, get it.
Something happened to
that. Time. What did you do?
Can we have a bit of...
You're not banging on about your trip to Africa again.
No, not this time. This is a real thing.
Were you doing that in the cinema? What did you go to see today?
I saw The Lion King, Mick.
And did you spend the whole time going, I just got back from Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, that's pretty realistic right there. Yep, because I've just seen the gorillas.
A little bit of that. I've been to Africa.
I've been to Africa?
Yeah. Okay, everybody, The Lion King opens today Australia.
Are you going to give it a score or a rating?
Well, I'm going to give it out of five. I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Impressive.
Yep. So that's against the grain or mixed reviews?
Now, listen, before you start to lead the witness... There are the uppity
Now you...
Academic.
Oh, you're already...
Up themselves film critics who are going to have great delight in having a go at this film.
Why?
And I'll tell you what, they're all wrong.
Why are they going to have a go at it?
Because
why would they have a go at The Lion King?
Because they're saying, A, it's a remake. B, they say, oh, but it lacks a bit of energy, or this doesn't happen, or why have they got Beyonce in it? Shut up. First of all, it looks incredible.
Okay.
It's incredible. You can't believe these animals are not trained animals.
Who's the best animal?
Yeah.
Who's the best animal? I ruined that.
Mufasa.
The Mufasa.
The Lion King. The father. It's not with bullets. Everybody knows the story of the Lion King. This is not a spoiler alert,
he's
but
gone.
The father, Big King, dies. That's why Simba, the young lion, has to come up and take his place. However,
can I say something? Simba needs to harden up. Okay,
Simba's already tough.
At least you had a dad. Man, come on.
No, you've got to be quiet.
The hippos are doing it harder than that down in the swamp.
I have. So as soon as that music starts, that's when I started crying.
What?
And that is the beginning of the film, right? It's the very opening. So I start crying. All the animals come together.
You're
and
like
you
the
see the giraffes.
was the giraffes, is that like a comedy animal?
No, that wasn't the comedy
animal.
Do they
have bow ties? is there a giraffe with a bow tie?
I don't even know if it's worth
Is there a snake with a lisp?
No, you're just going to make fun of it all.
Hello.
You're making fun of everything.
No. What about a...
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
What about an uppity zebra?
There were zebras, but they didn't have a lead role.
What about the monkeys, Dave, with the big red arses?
Oh, yeah, true.
There's a very... there's a baboon of integrity. Oh, well, why are you laughing at that? No, because it's a male.
What does that mean? Don't have red arses,
though. No. Hey, Dave, this is true. The women have a big red ass.
I never knew.
To let you know that they're interested.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dr. Chris.
Shouldn't it be good if our women turn that on? So you can walk into a bar and go, I see a big red bot over there. Excuse me, lads. I just have to go and hello, ladies.
I'm not doing this review.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on. You went there.
John Favreau has directed it.
Gold class. Had a wine. What time? Did you have a wine?
Yeah.
At 10 in the morning.
It wasn't 10. It was 11:30. It was 12 when my drink finally arrived. They're a bit slack in gold class.
That's what you took the star off for. You would have got a 5 out of 5 except your Chardonnay took too
long. Maybe that's why I was crying.
Hold the thought.
So
we're going to come back.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I haven't even done it.
When we're coming back, we're going to do it properly.
Talk about it, yeah.
And give us a call if you've seen it.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we're now, if we now can get round to the beef, can
well,
we
I,
have a
if
go?
I was
you've been
not
threatening
interrupted.
To review this thing.
God, I've not interrupted every 2 seconds. I'm trying to do a review of The Lion King reimagined.
All right, so I'm done again.
The Lion King.
It's a remake. It's a bit cynical.
I saw it today. It was just released in Australia. I absolutely loved it. I'm giving it 4 out of 5 stars. Let's just hear a bit.
What did you take the star off for? Why didn't you get 5?
Not 5.
What didn't you like?
We don't have to pick on that. Let me move on.
Right.
The same voice as Mustafa is James Earl Jones.
Oh, man.
Let's have a listen.
This is Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So how can you be, well, I'm your father, Luke, and...
Because actors do other roles.
See, Mustafa must be a bad dad. Yes. Simba's running around.
On dark side. And,
let's have a listen.
Luke was in trouble.
Shush!
Simba, you must remember who you are. The one true king.
So, we know Simba is
king of the
potential king.
Yeah, Simba.
Hang mucks around with his dad. Everything's going great.
Born to rule, Simba.
And then something terrible happens.
Oh, there we go. Waterworks.
I actually had to block my ears. Okay. There is a wilderness, the wildebeest go on a rampage.
Oh, man, the wildebeest are there to be eaten. That's their job.
Yeah,
the wildebeest are there. That's fast
not
food.
Not when they're going.
Yeah. In the jungle. If you're on the Serengeti, wildebeest, number...
Yeah, they get
number,
right away,
number
sure.
Number 42, yeah, dinner's ready.
Nuggets. Well,
but when Snorty Simba gets out and is amongst them and the dad has to go and save Simba and then gets caught up.
Is there a spoiler alert somewhere here? Or?
No, everybody knows the story of Lion King, what happens.
All right, settle down.
Anyway, the worst death, forget Godfather.
A trampling.
Forget
is
everything.
It a trampoline?
No, it's pushed off a cliff Oy. By his brother.
Mm.
It is the worst thing you've ever seen, with the tiny baby little lion cub going, Dad! Dad! Oh,
hearten
Dad!
Up, Simba.
I was hysterical. It's the most distressing.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning. You're already halfway through a bottle of Chardonnay. Simba's dad's gone off a cliff. What is wrong with you?
And then the
are
uncle.
Are you with anyone? Are you taking kids?
The uncle says to the baby line cub, what did you do? Look what you've done. You've killed your father. This lion's going to need counselling for years. Well, let's have a listen. This is what the bad uncle says to the baby cub.
Run away, Simba. Never return.
Now, hey, can I say something?
What?
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's a jungle.
Baby.
It's the law of the jungle.
Well, I'm afraid.
Hey, harden up, Simba.
There's some there's an upbeat. No, Simba's not a little dick.
A little,
there is some
Simba's
upbeat
had it too good
moments.
For too long, and he needs to harden up and get the job done.
You know a song that you love? Whim away, whim away,
oh,
whim
Lion
away.
Sleeps Tonight.
Yeah, they do a good version of that.
Ricky. And all.
What, trying to get yourself into the
Can I just
lion?
Say something? I'm more of a Dumbo man. Like I,
well,
I get
truer words
too.
Have never been said.
But I'm a Dumbo man.
Have you seen the new Dumbo?
I'm in the Dumbo camp. I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
On your own?
No, to my boys. See, they're pretty hard.
All right, well, I'm going to quickly
so
get
what
back
have you got?
The Lion King.
Is it a date film? Could you go and take a date?
It is, because girls will get so upset and distressed. A couple of people have seen it. Let me just have a chat.
Swoop.
Let's go to Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Ladies, gentlemen, Mick, how are we going?
Good, Mitch. What'd you make of it? You saw it, Lion King, and?
Yes, mate. Yeah, saw it this morning. Come from a long line of family Disney nuts.
Yes,
so,
as I am.
Yeah, we've grown up all, with yep. the, I'm the oldest.
And you would have
three.
Seen the original, Mitch. Oh, not the original,
absolutely,
but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's your review?
I'm 34 years old, mate. It was
34.
Fantastic.
Okay, what happened?
Well, same thing that happened in the first one, mate. But the production was fantastic, the
it's
casting
brilliant.
Was fantastic, and as you know, the biggest memory I have as a child was actually gravitating towards Scar.
Oh, that's a worry. Scar's the bad uncle.
He's a little bit badass, and
it's not the direction I thought you'd be going, Mitch.
You're calling us from jail, Mitch. What are you doing?
I am in Toronto, so kind of. But, you know, guys, my sister came up from Sydney, and like I said, we used to grow up singing along with all the Disney songs.
So you saw it together.
I reckon Mick would be the perfect Edgar from the Aristocats.
Well, hello. What about Mary Poppins? Would it be a good Mary Poppins?
Would you be a good Mary Poppins?
What do you mean? Like
in drag?
Yes. Harry.
Thanks, Mitch. David, are you you went and saw it? What do you think?
Yeah, boring.
Thank
Whoa.
You. Keep David aboard.
Hang on. Let's just get to the bottom of it.
In the first 12 minutes, I took my kids. In the first 12 minutes, I fell asleep. They woke me up around about halfway through again. Same old, nothing changes.
Mm. But what did you expect? This is exactly what I expected. They never said it was going to be different.
I know. I shouldn't have gone. You're right.
Oh, David.
You know what? You know what I'd rather go see? Cracker Jack 2.
Oh, there you go. Give him a
there
prize.
There you go. Why hasn't that come out yet?
I don't know.
See you, David.
They brought the Finding Nemo out too.
See, another distressing
okay,
film,
David
Finding
Silver.
Nemo. Yes. Anyway, I would suggest if people want to go along with
it. Do you have tutus? Because they're always good, like a chorus line of hippos.
Yeah.
See, this is for, again, I don't know if you know, but recently I've been to Africa.
What? You've been to Africa?
Yes. It was. They film it. Oh my God, we were there. We were there last week.
All right.
There you go. I highly recommend The Lion King. Don't read reviews, everyone.
So it was like
everyone.
A doco for you, was it, Joe?
Oh, it was a bit. You know me in the wild.
You
will love it, people. If you love animals and you love.
Yeah, go along.
Good voices.
There we go.
Bit of Beyonce.
A bit of the jungle.
Now we're back on track.
You got it.
Let's go.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've been to see The Lion King, Jane Kennedy. Yep. Will you go and see Baz Luhrmann's new film, the biopic of Elvis Presley?
You bet I will.
Are you a Baz Luhrmann fan?
I am a Baz Luhrmann fan. I loved Romeo and Juliet.
It's always a
I
wild ride.
Strictly Ballroom.
Moulin Rouge was good.
Moulin Rouge, not so much for me.
I loved it. Not so much for me either.
There's a great review of Moulin Rouge that said it was like being trapped in the lift with the circus for an hour and a half.
Oh, you had Nicole Kidman singing away.
Yeah. All right, all right. Hey, they all make money. They all cause a huge furore.
I do love Baz.
He doesn't go wandering. Yep. He paints a picture. He has a red hot go. Mm.
So Elvis is now his ingenue.
And I would say this is a very hard role to cast.
You're right.
And it's just been done. Who is it?
His name's Austin Butler.
I said, who is he?
Austin Butler. He's, well, probably people know him as best known as Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend. Yeah. You know Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical?
Yeah.
Not exactly, no.
Well, I think that's what they want. They want someone who's not well known.
Is that the one with the hot apple pie? Was that the one with the hot
apple pie? No, that's American Pie. Yeah.
With Tara Reid.
Soft spot
for Tara.
Have you put her on the list?
He beat hundreds of actors.
Can I put Tara Reid on my list?
You should.
He beat hundreds of actors, but you know what? I feel snubbed here because
you
I
do.
Hang
I,
on. Well, well I, clearly,
I could play older Elvis. I could play anything from 77 onwards. I'm
from
the Elvis,
post-77.
Elvis in Hawaii. I'm Elvis in Hawaii. Yeah,
you're Elvis in the morgue.
No, I'm Elvis. I could do the death scene where he died on the toilet, eating a peanut butter roll. That'd be me. But you know that's how I want to go.
Oh, I know it is.
It's a pretty hard accent to try and nail, though. You'd have to.
Who's your buddy?
Is that Yogi Bear?
Honka, honka. Honka, honka, Mickey.
Mickey, you were saying before, it's very hard because he's so good looking. So you kind of up yourself a bit.
Well, no, the hard thing is, see, usually when you play someone famous, the actor is a lot better looking. So if Sam Neill plays a trainer, all of a sudden you get a cuddle. But he's going the other way. So this guy's in trouble.
Oh, he's a pretty good looking boy.
He's a dorky little 19-year-old pinhead. And he's not, even you bung him in the leathers, he's not going to scrub up. So he's going the other way.
Yeah,
so how do you play Elvis or Mick Malloy? Because it's like.
I don't think that's crossed Baz Luhrmann's mind, to be honest.
Life. So.
They got a shooter here in Australia, too.
Really?
You know that?
You could play Priscilla. You've kind of got the.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Finally, you said something nice.
What do you mean? I'm your biggest supporter.
Have you seen Priscilla lately?
She's still hot.
Oh, come on.
She is. I beg your pardon. Go and look her up.
I was a big fan of hers, but she's had some pretty wonky surgery.
I don't care if she's had surgery.
Come on.
The bones are there.
It's all right. Look, stay on point.
Sorry.
Hey, now, I'm going to use this to talk about musicals and music.
Yes.
I'm going to use this to parlay into congratulations to Old Town Road.
Oh.
You got a bit of it there?
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride to
it's my karaoke song.
It should be.
Take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
I got the horses in the back.
Unbelievable.
Hey, use your cowbell here.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Don't tell me when to use the cowbell. You're right, though.
You nearly touched it, man. You fell for it.
Hey. Now, listen. So this was. Now, this has become the longest running number one record on the chart.
You
predicted
this.
You did.
Forever. We showed that great footage of those kids. We really turned up at the school
adorable.
With the kids. If you get a chance, you've got to see it. It's fantastic. And who knew Billy Ray Cyrus would be turning up and playing at the Black Awards?
That's awesome.
That's great.
It's incredible stuff. Now, Old Town Road, you may remember, was famously taken off the number one country western chart
for a while
when they found out he was black.
That's right. Yeah, that's what he was
they
an urban
excuse,
singer.
They used to say, so it's actually
not
quite country and western enough. Reinstated, there you go. Is it the best country and western song of all time?
That is a difficult.
And you know what? You said, you told me this, and I'm repeating you, but you said Michael Gudinski reckons this is the next big thing. Country and Western?
Yes.
Hybrid country and Western?
Well, because getting into, like, Hamilton the musical has gone, moved into rap. Sorry, that's a bit highbrow for you. let me just bring it down. Rap and country music, yes. And Michael has got a few great acts that he's looking at.
There's some good country music out at the moment. Do you have a guy called Luke Combs?
I've heard of this guy.
He's Australian and he's huge. And he's just released a song which is very, very good as far as I'm concerned. It's called A Beer Never Broke My Heart.
I have a listen.
Yeah.
Beard, it broke my heart. I like it.
That's good.
Get that on the dial. What have you, you're a country and western.
I'm a Lee Kernaghan fan, you know that.
You're a boot scooter from
way back. I am, and I do love Lee. Known him for a while. You are. You know, I'm a love my name dropping about Lee.
Do you have a kind of thing for Lee? I don't mean a sexual thing.
It's the hat.
Don't want to be that.
Please don't say a sexual thing and Lee Kernaghan and me in the same sentence.
What is it about him?
Just he's a nice, talented,
seems
great
like a nice guy.
Yeah. Loves a nice red wine.
Does he?
Yeah.
Lee Kernaghan.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought of a song. We were talking about utes and things like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's got some good songs.
What's his song? What's the one you want to
Ute Me?
Ute Me.
I beg your pardon. Ute Me. Ute Me. I get out back on a red dirt road. Ute Me. Ute Me. Shake this rig on a rock and roll. That is a good song. Well done, Lee Kernaghan. Is that about utes and Rudin?
Yep.
Rudin in the back of the ute. On a blanket with the towel. This should be number one on the Billboard chart.
Well, yeah. Could be again.
Right.
You know what? If Lil Nas gets involved.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm calling myself.
What about the Hall of Fame country song, though? It'd have to be this one, wouldn't it? I love to have a beer with Duncan. Oh, that's right up there.
It is right up there.
It's good about Duncan. We drink in moderation. Love to meet Duncan.
He drinks in moderation. And we never, ever,
ever get rolling. It'd be mad if you finally did catch up and have a beer with Duncan and he was really boring.
Yeah.
Hey, Dunk, what's happening? Yeah.
Oh, good
Duncan's
one.
A dud.
Good on you, Dunk.
Yeah.
Piece for nothing.
Hey, when we come back, I want to mention the Emmy nominations.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Extra, extra. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
And we open with the Emmy nominations, right, which is more exciting
for
nice. Me.
You've already potted the Lion King. Can you be positive?
It's already been a draining day for me already. You're draining me. Stop it. You know I love the Emmys. You know I love the Lion King.
You do love the Emmys.
I'll tell you what, right. I get more excited by the Emmys than the Academy Awards.
Because, why is that?
Because I think often the Academy Awards movies, they get it wrong.
Correct.
They're pretentious.
They're generally
sort of,
not the best movies.
They're not the best movies. And the Emmys are, I think.
Snubbed.
Yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Correct. Nothing. Snubbed. A lot of comedies. Snubbed.
Well, snubbed.
What
correct.
I like about the Emmys is that comedy films and TV shows actually get featured.
Yeah.
And here's a rundown of some of the ones that have been nominated.
Game of Thrones has received a record-breaking 32 Emmy nominations. That set the record for most nominations given to any show in a single year. TV network HBO received the most nominations with 137, followed by Netflix with 117. Other top nominees include Chernobyl, Saturday Night Live, and When They See Us, the miniseries that dramatised the Central Park 5 case and its aftermath.
That was the ABC report there.
Wow.
So, yes,
32.
Obviously.
32.
32.
For Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah,
that's wow. Interesting, isn't it? Because I was watching.
Oh.
I'm up to episode.
God, I thought you'd forgotten about
since
we've been away.
I had a little break over the summer, but I'm back. So I'm up to episode 7.
Didn't you binge watch the whole thing and finish?
No.
Why not?
Well, because
time.
I just like to...
Oh, no. Don't do this.
Calm the farm when it comes to Game of Thrones. So I'm up to episode 7 of season 3.
Season 3?
Wow.
Wow, you've got a long way to go.
Theon got his balls cut off. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, like everybody else did.
Sorry, for anyone who hasn't seen episode 7, I should have said spoiler alert, because he might be up to episode 6 or something of season 3. That was a bit of a...
shock to the system.
A whooshka down the scrape.
Everybody gets their balls cut off on Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
And roots their sister.
Okay.
That seems to be the standard... Standard affair.
Oh,
and Bren had to fight a bear. She fought a bear.
Oh, Bren, she's
Jamie's
unreal.
Jamie's run in.
Do you find, are you attracted to Bren?
I'm a bit frightened of Bren. Her and Jessica
Powers
she's
just
are the only two women.
They're not dissimilar.
Frightened. I'd feel more comfortable dating the bear. Lot of women. Yeah, so the
is that enough?
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
Right,
can we stop that
but,
now?
But anyone who's seen episode 8, don't. If you see me,
don't
say a word of season 3. Because
are you going to watch it tonight? Why don't you give yourself a break?
Okay, well.
So there's like 7 families, isn't there?
I don't want to bitch. So do you know, know the story? So there's 7 kingdoms and they all...
Can I get back to my Emmy nominations? Because this is important.
Yes. Made of iron.
People, if you're thinking, what can I watch on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and you've
so
got time up your
here,
sleeve.
Right?
There's some really good shows
like
that
what?
Have been nominated. Well, I've told you I really like Barry, which is Bill Hader's show.
What's that about?
It's about a guy who's a trained soldier.
Who's in it?
Bill Hader, I just said.
And
you're
Henry
not
Winkler.
Listening to me.
The Fonz.
The Fonz is in it too.
Mate, I can't stand Henry Winkler trying to act like he's not the Fonz. He's the Fonz.
Mate. He is
Pop
good
the jacket on.
No. You just don't want him to ever get a job ever again.
Yeah. He's the Fonz.
He's good in everything.
He's good in this.
You can go Henry Winkler all you like. But I know who you are. You're the Fonz.
All right. Well, that's very mature. How
well,
old
he's
are
an
you?
Acting coach in this, so he could have been.
He right? is. That's right. Okay. Other shows like Ozark. Did you watch Ozark?
You put me onto that, and you owe me. I'm going to sue you.
Jason Bateman, I love him.
12 hours of my life, I'll never get back. Woeful.
Did you watch
worst tip ever?
Two series?
No.
All right. What about Killing Eve? Jodie Comer. She's been nominated as lead actress.
Sounds
and
like
so
a chick flick.
Eve.
No, that's a good show.
Stop saying it's a chick flick. It's got the name Eve in it.
She hot?
Yes, she is, as a matter of fact. Right, and she's a killing machine. Mm. She isn't a female assassin.
It's a ticket every box.
That's what I thought you might
pencil
like.
Pencil me in for a couple of episodes.
All right, other shows. Succession. Now, this was a series that went
boring.
Under the radar.
That sounds really...
It's about... So it is
people?
Based
rich
on
people?
The Murdoch family. It is really interesting, yes.
Okay.
And Sarah Snook, who's an Australian actress, she's in it. She's absolutely fantastic.
She's good? Right.
She's really
right.
good.
What's
Chernobyl.
That on? You've got to tell people where to find them.
I don't. What am I? Not a directory.
Just Google it.
People, this is what people
you're
do, Mick.
You're telling people they should see these things, but then you don't tell them how to
people aren't
do
idiots.
It.
They just go, they just
tell you what,
tap in Killing Eve.
If,
where can I watch in
if
Australia?
You haven't seen Game of Thrones. You want to give that a run because it's
Game of Thrones.
Are people onto this?
This is appalling. Stop.
Right, what else?
Chernobyl.
Oh, my God. Now that would be a date flick. Is that Netflix and chill? Come around.
It's not uplifting, but it's incredible.
Kiss on the couch.
The production in that show is
and there it is.
Unbelievable.
The minute you hear that phrase, you know it's shit out.
No, it's not. It's really good.
It's really interesting.
Episode four,
one.
You might want to skip.
It means everything
else.
Yeah,
skip. There is one whole episode because they go and shoot all the animals.
Yeah, that's horrific.
And if you say spoiler alert,
not good.
That's ridiculous. This is based on fact. Anyway, that's
so
my Emmys wrap up.
Is it blow up in the first episode or the last episode?
It's blown up.
Right at the start.
It's
so
blown
what happens
up.
After that? So like
you
open
to watch
the,
it.
The film's back
well, they
front.
Have to work out why it blew up.
Right.
You're the most annoying man I've ever met. I couldn't stand sitting watching on a couch anything with you.
All right. Kitty Flanagan, not too far away.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Get ready for a big fat second hour of Kennedy Malloy. We have in the middle of that one job, Jane Kennedy.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be fantastic.
And your list, your chick list. I want to go back because there's a few available. Well, Mackenzie Bezos
Hello.
Is officially now.
He's now available.
Yes, and there's big moves in
I'm
the chicken industry. Come a courting?
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice.
No,
and
I will.
The chicken heiresses may be in trouble.
Be pitching woo.
Pitching woo?
Mm-hmm.
You can step
out.
Hey, you'll recognise that voice. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But first, let's start with this lady.
Last time we caught up with Kitty Flanagan, she'd encountered some confronting scenes in the search for a rental.
The guy said, look, we haven't had it cleaned yet. And I said, that's all right, I can look past that. Wow. First bedroom, it was like that entire bedroom had been used as a litter tray. Then I got to the second bedroom, feathers everywhere. I think they were running a cockfighting ring. The guy said to me, I think a pillow might have burst.
Please.
Shot with a shotgun, if that's what's happened.
Please welcome back to the show, Kitty Flanagan.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Kitty.
All rugged up.
Yeah. Yeah. My rental dilemmas continue.
Have you had any joy? Are you in a house?
Yeah, I'm in a house.
Are you in a house?
I was in a house briefly, locked myself out.
Locked yourself out?
Yeah, the other day.
How'd you do that? So
I really hope that the landlord doesn't listen to this.
Yes, I agree. There's a lot of people I hope that don't listen.
Tell me what happened.
I tell stories.
Did you know straight away or did you go away for the day, come back?
No, I was taking my dogs for a walk and I went, hey, don't take your phone. You know, really focus on your dogs. You're a great person.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
So I didn't take my phone.
Right.
And the minute I shut the door behind me, I went, hey, you didn't take your keys either.
Oh, wow.
And then what do you do? Because you can't ring someone.
Well,
they come and help me. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's got half a brick written all over it, really, hasn't it?
Seven in the morning.
7 in the morning, had to think, right, who's here? Who do I know that lives within walking distance? No keys to the car. So I had to walk those dogs. They got dragged by their necks as I ran to my friend's house, made it there in about 20 minutes and said, got to call a locksmith. She said, why don't you wait for the real estate agent to open? I said, no, they're too far away.
Oh, because they would have a spare key.
9 o'clock, they would have a spare key. Couldn't do that. Had to call a locksmith. Needed to get in a hurry. He arrived. I don't know if you've seen a locksmith break into a house. I imagined it was going to have a couple of bobby pins. Going at it, click, click, maybe a credit card, slide it down. Well, he had a bit of a go at that. And then he went, yeah, you know what? It's going to be faster if I just drill this. And I went, I cannot give you permission to do that. This is a rental property. And he went, don't worry about it. They'll never know. Got a drill, a hammer and a chisel and started banging away at that lock. No one in the neighbourhood batted an eyelid. No one came up to me and said, hey, are you breaking into that home? I'm not a familiar face around the neighbourhood.
That
I'm only
is
you.
Incredible.
Drilled that bitch out.
Like, well, it drops and then...
No, it drills a hole in it, then hammers it out. Hammers it.
Wow.
It was, this is good for Tradie Janie. I'm just trying to think of some tips.
That makes me a locksmith. If that's all that it
exactly,
takes is a correct. Drill and
that
a hammer.
Exactly, I thought, where is the skill? And also then there was the second element of he didn't check who I was at any stage. He didn't say, can I see some ID or do you live here? Or he didn't have my phone number because I didn't ring him on my phone.
Right.
I then said, I'll
this
pay you
genius.
Cash. I paid him cash, so he doesn't have any record of anything. I could have been anyone to
could
say, I'm
anyone.
Locked out, drill me in.
Are you sure he was a locksmith?
What would he? No, I don't think he was the way he attacked that door. Wait.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that because you know that Mick has lost, his phone has been stolen, unfortunately.
No, I'm not talking about it, but
that's
they're probably unlocking your phone with a drill and a chisel right now. That's how they do it, I believe.
It's turning up. Because you said your phone was inside the house.
Yeah.
So was that terrifying when you were separated from your phone?
Well,
I'm having a breakdown over here.
There's nothing you can do. Like, you can't call anyone. Even
not.
If you got into your neighbour's house and said, can I ring someone? Yeah. It's like, who are you going to ring except the old house that you used to live in when you were a kid.
I could ring the only phone number you can remember.
I could ring, 943,000 back in Sydney. I think
that's
enough numbers anymore.
That's not even proper now. 85884. Yeah, now I know.
You can remember.
So is the house now, can you tell that the door has been drilled? So if your landlord or the agent turns up, are they going to go, what the hell has happened
here?
Okay,
well, this is where his genius came in and this is where I went, okay, here's a locksmith, not a criminal, or both. He's a locksmith and a criminal.
Yeah.
But he, because I said, no, you can't do that because I can't, this is a rental property. And he went, don't worry about it. I'll key the lock that I replace it with exactly the same. They'll never know. And then he went off into his van and did some secret squirrel business. Came back with a new lock, put it in my door, and the old keys work.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really weird. Hello.
And he's got one.
I want to go to locksmith school.
He's got one of them.
He's got one. Enjoy that when you hear the at about 2 o'clock this morning. Footsteps.
That's so
hey, Kitty, can you hang around?
Yes.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And Kitty Flanagan in studio. By the way, the show Smashing will be going to the great state of Western Australia, Mandurah, August 9, then Perth,
great.
August 10 at Crown Perth, then Penrith on August 16,
Woo.
Camden, and a couple of shows in Parramatta as well,
and
the 20th and
21st. That's it. That's the final show.
How many months has
this? This has been almost 3 years.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Everybody has seen it now, except those people in Western Australia and Western Sydney.
Get ready,
and
everyone.
Parramatta.
It's going to be a hoot. Get involved.
It was a special day for you yesterday. And I know you're big on birthdays, but we just wanted to say happy birthday, Kitty Flanagan.
Thank you. And I admire your researcher who found out it was my birthday because no one knew that.
Do you love birthdays?
Look, not really. No, I don't.
Why?
I like it when people wish you well. I find it time consuming.
Which is hard. The thank you
bit. Because I don't care that it's my birthday. And then it's really nice that other people care. But then that means I have to care that they care. And it's kind of like just exhausting.
Because you get presents and things and
stuff. Yeah, I don't get a lot of presents because I was like, don't give me presents. I mean, this is great. Then. Just give me some cakes. I'll happily
some
eat
some cupcakes,
those.
Yes.
That's a brilliant present. Anything I can eat is a great present.
What did you get? Tell me what you got. Tell me. Give me some.
Well, last night I did get a good present from my sister. She gave me an etching from something to put on my wall, my blank walls. And it's beautiful. It's great. She got it at some, I don't know, she goes to some weird little gallery.
Well, it sounds like she put a lot of thought into it.
She did. It's really good. I really like it.
You went out for dinner?
Went out for dinner. Just me and her. Just me and my sister. I don't have big parties.
Can I just say, birthdays aren't terrible, and I find a good excuse to sort of, you know, no one gives me a lot of presents.
Calm down.
You got actually, Botox.
Do you know what Nick gave me? Lower your expectations, Dad. If you like me, you're thrilled with anything.
Well, Kitty, would you?
Cupcakes.
Would you like this? Mobile. Mick gave me $500 worth of Botox on my birthday.
How about that?
Hey? That's not right. That's like a slap in the face.
Oh,
and a needle,
in the face. Yeah, I'm not against the idea, so I'm going to give it a try and see how it looks.
I just thought.
No offence, will that be enough? I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. There's my kitty.
I covered enough in here.
That's what I said. That's for one eye.
I just got in early before he could say it.
Ah, it's all good. What else did I give you? I gave you something else too. What was it? I got you a message from Charlie Sheen.
Oh, you did too.
Oh, I forgot. Oh,
a message from Charlie Sheen.
What's your message?
Well, no, it was an absolute. It was a video.
Get it out, Dave. And so it's a personalised message.
Do you know you can do this? You pay
from Charlie Sheen to Jane Kennedy.
Have a listen.
Have a listen.
Well, hello, Jane Kennedy.
Knows you well.
It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. So Jane. I'm told that you're a mum of five. I'm a dad of five.
It's about
you love you love a wine and a trip to Paris for breakfast with their giant strawberries.
What?
Well, that sounds incredible.
This is all true, by the way.
I am available. I am on standby. For that invite. So don't be shy. You know where to find me. Jane, rumor has it that you're hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday. Or something from Aldi. From your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. So
he goes
whichever
on bit,
comes first.
He?
I'm so glad he wrote this down
guy.
And prepared it.
At the breakfast in Paris with the strawberries or the handbag.
Would you like one? I can organise one for you.
You can get one, or you can get Snoop Dogg.
Who would you like? Anyone in the world?
Do you pay for these?
Yes. Yeah. Or you can get.
Why don't
Snoop
they write
Dogg?
It down and then read
because
it out? The riffing. It's the riffing I can't say. And I don't want to hear anyone riff, especially Snoop Dogg.
What about Mike? What about Mike from Married at First Sight?
Oh my God.
Kitty, in the world, if you could get a birthday message from someone, who would it be?
Well, I just remembered the best thing about my birthday is tonight. I'm going to see The Lion King.
Really?
So it would be Jon Favreau because I love him.
Yes, well, I congratulate
I'll make it
him.
Happen. Hang about.
Jon Favreau.
Please don't because it's better to never meet your heroes or get birthday
Correct.
Messages
not,
from them.
It is. Well, we hope
Jane
you had
used
a long
to
time.
Love Charlie Sheen and now it's just ruined.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a very moving, wonderful
Dave,
message.
What are the dates that Kitty has?
Yes, right. Come
so
on.
So August 9, Mandurah, then Perth August 10, Penrith 16th, 17th in Camden and Parramatta the 20th and the 21st. Tickets
Big
at KittyFlanagan.com.
And then you can
Johnny
put
Kitty.
Your feet up and do
write
some,
a new show.
Write a new one.
Get started. Do another lap.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, never been a fan of the emoji myself. Don't you? You know what? I use the thumbs up.
Oh, yeah,
which is
one.
Usually a way of terminating a conversation.
Is that right?
Bang! There it is.
Full stop.
We're done here.
How generous of you!
I occasionally use a bumblebee.
Yeah, occasionally.
Bumblebee.
Occasionally. Yeah. If you're in the good books.
Mm. Sometimes you get one.
Yeah.
Well, you'll better use them now anyway because you don't have a phone anymore.
Oh, get stuck. Dave, I've got nothing from you today. Have you really learned a lot about people, don't
like
you, when you're under pressure and how their attitudes are and who's merciful and who's just thinks.
Mick had his
you're
stolen.
Cranky today and it's fair enough for you to
the
be
The phone's
cranky.
Been stolen.
Mm. It's a very annoying thing.
But it's annoying.
When you get a new phone
yeah.
and you use the iOS and you update it, make sure you've got the updated iOS, what's that?
That's your iOS system.
Sure.
You do know what that is?
Yep.
Okay.
It's Ionic.
Ionic?
Omniboo.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
I don't know. What is it?
12.3, I think we're up to.
You know what you need to do? You just need to know, look, red button, green button, bang, ooh, make call, stop call.
That's like what they do for pensioners.
Well, that's my mum's phone. It's got really big keys on it.
You should really hang on to that. You should get in one that looks like that. And it's Happy World Emoji Day, everybody.
Well, what does that mean?
It's an, on World Emoji Day, in honour of it, our keyboards are getting a serious upgrade.
New emojis.
Oh. 59 new emojis.
Wow.
And they will be diversifying our screen because
well, will
there's
people
a lot
go
of
nuts
ones.
Over this? Will people be going, oh, fantastic. I get
well,
to...
fantastic. There's a kangaroo and a mango.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I can finally use them. Hey, there's what's a falafel.
What's
yes.
That's a mango.
Yeah.
What's
why
a mango?
Would, what possible circumstance would you yeah. put a mango?
I'm going to tropical North Queensland having oh. a great time. Then I would do a palm tree,
I would have thought pineapple.
Swimming, yeah. and then a mango.
Eggplant.
Well, pineapple first.
Oh, and a pineapple.
If you were going to,
oh my
well,
God.
Then people might think you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's interesting.
Mango, yes. There's
or you're having a daiquiri, in your
that's
instance.
True.
Hi, mango. I'd be going, oh, she's having a mango daiquiri.
Hey, new animals.
What? What?
This year, there's a sloth hanging from
oh,
a branch.
Mickey.
Oh, actually, this reminds me. reminds
is
me of
orangutan?
You, Mick. No, it's a sloth.
There's an orangutan.
Yes,
there.
It's no, it's a baboon. I think.
No, it's an orangutan.
All right,
it's an orangutan. To what would you check through the jungle
oh, yes,
to see an orangutan?
Only if it was feasible, because sometimes you don't want to go into the territory where orangutans are because
ooh.
Because they're losing all their plantation
habitat.
And their habitat.
But at least they do something. Not like your silverbacks.
Yeah.
Like I've seen
gorillas.
The orangutan that drinks beer in Every Which Way But Loose.
Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
A good trained orangutan. That's what you want.
I would walk 4 hours through the jungle
sure.
to see an orangutan
see that. I'd
drink
watch
a beer.
That too.
Hey, there's a few emojis here that I thought I can use for you
what?
when I text you.
What?
Well, there's one. There's a skunk. There's a yawning.
Oh.
It's a yawn.
Like a real boring.
And there's fingers little together that are saying,
what?
Little dick.
You know what?
Not that I know.
Hey, we're on air, everyone. We're on air. I've lost my phone. I'll tell you what, if you're going through my dick pics, I can find that.
There's not an emoji for. It was this big. There's no fishing emoji.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
You've gone mad.
There's other things like a prosthetic leg. Hey, I could use
why
that.
Why would you want a prosthetic leg?
That's an interesting one.
I'm almost a Pistorius. Doink.
There's a guide dog.
Why is there a banjo?
Wheelchairs.
Why is there a banjo?
That's when you go into the mountains.
Oh, right.
Oh, happy holiday. Ding, 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 ding.
Could be.
Had
oh.
a big night. Ding, ding.
There's another great food one, the
what?
Waffle. A waffle.
A waffle.
Waffle.
I'm making waffles.
Waffle. Yes. Anyway, happy World Emoji
well,
Day
no,
for anybody
no.
who cares.
What's the blind dog for? What happens there?
The dog's not blind.
It's Rob's on the line. Rob, what are you making of all
it's a
this?
A guide dog.
Rob,
Mick, Jane, how you going?
Yeah, good. Are you into this? Are you an emoji
mate,
man?
Mickey, I am, mate. With us blokes with big fat fingers, don't like to talk too much or tap away on that keyboard, mate. Just emojis, couple of pictures, bada bing, bada boom, away you go.
What emojis you use, Rob?
A lot of the thumbs up, mate. Sometimes the finger up, the old smiley face, and a bit of the old tongue out.
Oh, what would you do to someone you love? Like, you know, are you a heart man or a
eggplant?
I always give the missus a little bit of a hug and a kiss one, you know.
Oh, good for you. Let's give Rob a prize.
And again, a bit of the tongue out.
All right. Take it
steady.
Easy, Rob.
Jesus. God. How long have you been married? You must be newlyweds.
nearly 20 years.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
What's right, anyway, I talk to the wife sometimes.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks for the call. What's the hi-vis for?
Well, just say I saw a hot tradie.
Yeah.
Then you just do eggplant and...
Yeah, tradie Janie.
Tradie Janie.
Fist. Yeah. Do you know what eggplant's for?
Food. I've just had lunch.
No.
I've just had
lunch. The eggplant's not
no.
for.
Eggplant's
okay,
not
don't
food.
Look at me. Take that tone out of your voice. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm not up to speed with emojis.
Everyone at home listening right now.
Everybody
fist at the radio going, Mickey doesn't know what the eggplant means.
That's so funny.
Do you know what? There's something wrong with the world. If you find all that amusing and that knowledge is somehow valuable to you, then you know what?
Today.
I never want to get my phone back. If that's what's happening,
You're
going to
have to go to something, Dave.
All right, we'll take a break. Happy World Emoji Day.
Well, yeah,
we'll draw you a picture
send me,
of
send me an emoji. Wait, send me a skunk. Send me a skunk and a yawn, Joan. Yeah. What a lovely sentiment.
I'm not going to send you an eggplant.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We're just talking about emojis. Give us a call on 13353 if there's some particular
tell us what
emojis
that you
love
you
to use.
What's
yeah.
a skydiver? What's that for? What's that for? Oh, what's the underpants for? Just a pair of underpants.
Oh, well, they could say I had yeah. a root last night.
Okay. I don't think you need to talk like that.
There's an oyster.
How do you get from with underpants
a pearl in
to...
it? How do you get from underpants?
I got a root. What's that?
Someone left these at my house last yeah. night. Wink, wink. Well, underpants.
I don't know what circles you move in, but...
You want to get the calls?
No, Corey. Okay. Corey, give us a call, 13353. What emojis do you use, mate?
I don't even know what one is.
You don't know what an emoji is? Yeah,
good
Corey.
On you. Good on you, mate. You don't need to. Your life is better off no, without them.
Just write the word. It's not hard. We all learnt the spelling in school.
That's right.
And, don't you really don't like to use them, or you...
I don't even know what one is.
Oh, you know, it's the character. At the end, if someone might do a thumbs up or a smiley face... Or a tick or something
yeah,
like that.
On, yeah.
How hard is it to write no worries?
I agree.
You make a good point.
Corey, you must have a lot of time on your hands.
No, I just... I just
don't want to get into the 21st century.
Why is there
century?
A prosthetic leg? Tell me why there is
Thanks,
a prosthetic
Corey.
Leg. What possibly
well,
had a big night?
Maybe.
I was legless.
Might need the...
Yeah. Who knows? It's an unusual one.
It is unusual. Yeah. Ben, what do you what do you think about the emojis?
I'm with Nikki. I've got no idea what the... What is it, an artichoke? What
no,
is
an eggplant.
I've got no idea. What is
think of the shape of an eggplant.
Yeah.
Think of the shape of it, and it's
yeah,
something...
Well, that's...
Oh, how juvenile.
Nah, it's just ridiculous. What, that's not, you're right, it is juvenile. Well, I don't even know. I don't ask.
Are you the...
So it's supposed to be...
A school principal, Ben.
It's supposed to be a donger, is it?
Yeah, it's
a
donger.
Yes.
I don't even know what BFF means.
Okay, I thought he was juvenile. But, Dave, you've just taken it to it.
No, I was just...
You've just taken it to
it. I'm just
level.
Taking it.
You
so
can't
you,
be doing that.
You don't
that.
Have to describe what it is. You just say, well, an eggplant's a... Yeah. I mean, you're happy to see someone.
Hey, let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad.
What's Brad got?
There you go. I was just wondering, what's Warnie doing for World Emoji Day? Isn't he the ambassador or something?
Is he?
Warnie.
Emojis or
he,
something?
He is. He had his own he had his own emojis at one stage,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, didn't he have his special underpants or something with his emoji on it?
Playboy Jocks. The Playboy Jocks.
Yeah, yes. Playboy Jocks. That's the one.
That's right.
Well, well, that's a great emoji.
That is a great emoji.
A bit small, though, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a tough room today.
Brad's cracked himself up. Give that advice, Brad. Hey!
Let's go to Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
How are you going?
Yeah, do you use emojis yourself or what?
I use a few of them, yeah.
But what's yours? What's your ones you use?
Oh, usually the fingers and the thumbs and a few kisses to the missus and whatever.
Yeah. Guys aren't very creative on this. I think emojis are much
Is
for chicks.
Is it a chick thing?
It could be a chick thing. Have you seen something lately to suggest that?
We went through the coffee drive-through the other day and the young girl making the coffee had the eggplant tattooed behind her ear.
What the hell?
Oh, my parents will be so proud.
I'd say so. I don't know how you'd explain it to your mum and dad. But,
I don't know either. Hey, Andrew, that's a cracker. Thank you very much for that.
All right, are we getting somewhere? Do we?
Well, I think we're getting somewhere because every year they're getting more and more creative and it's very helpful. I do love a good emoji, I must say.
And I can't wait to download the new ones too. So with the new operating system, it's be great.
The iOS.
Yeah, on the iPhone.
On the old iOS.
I don't know whether you're Nokia.
It's not a Nokia, mate. It's a Samsung
it's a
from 1991.
It's a
okay.
It's just,
so what's the eggplant again? So the eggplant is
the,
just
that thing right there.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well, thanks to Lucrif, it's an industry super fund only to benefit members. You get the PDS, which is available at lucrf.com.au.
Get involved, people.
Thanks,
this is your chance. They look after the little guy.
They do.
They're on your side. They've got your back.
They are.
They're there for you.
Yeah.
Their name is on the arse of jockeys.
Well, that's a good look, isn't it?
Which I love.
It can be intimidating and daunting thinking about superannuation because you go, oh, it's not for me. I'm just going to forget about it. Well, don't do that.
You don't have to do it alone. Partner up with Lucrif. They'll walk you through it.
They will.
They'll explain it to you so you know exactly what's going on.
Not fancy.
They'll tell you why they're doing what they do, where they're putting your hard earned. Let's be honest. It's we need a nest egg.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all need a nest egg. You want something at the end of the day,
of course you
wait
do.
It, check please.
Yeah.
I'm done. I need to relax.
That's right.
In retirement.
Yep.
All that hard work, it's all that toil. Don't get to the end of the day and you haven't looked after yourself.
It's very easy to find out. Just go to lucrf.com.au.
I love those guys.
Yeah,
mate. Hey, great. What?
If only you had your phone because you're very upset.
Do you know what? The stupid phone.
I know.
It was stolen last night at the front of a restaurant.
You must have been fleeced. Did you not? Well, you must have been so drunk.
Well, I was trying to get you. You didn't notice. I was trying to pull your husband off a couple of locals. He was in a brawl.
Rob Sitch, he wouldn't have been.
He was inches away from being capsicum sprayed. He was so drunk.
I know that's not true.
That's really out of character.
That is defamatory. Well, he'll sue you.
He can give me a call if he likes. Talk it over. I've got no phone, and Andrew calling from Narre Warren. Now, Andrew, you've got a theory on this?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. How are you going?
Good, Andrew.
What's going on?
That's the way. Just one thing. I love you a long time, Jane, but to be honest, it's really all your fault for Mick's current race.
I beg your pardon.
Thank
why?
You.
Listen up. Yeah, because, you know, he did ask you to come and pick him and Rob up last night, and if you had have actually...
Thank you.
And done the right thing, Jane, instead of just lying back, sipping your wine.
Hey, that'll do.
Andrew Price. You know,
all right, Price.
It would have, Mick would still have his phone.
Yeah, Andrew, you're
a happy ending.
You are mistaking me if we're an Uber driver, and that is just not
and
on.
And that's what we would have done. We would have both sat in the back while you drove us home.
If you called an Uber, you'd know where it was.
What?
You know, that's right. If you had left it in your car, Jane, you would have known exactly where it was.
What do you say to that? That's a fair point.
I say...
Because I asked you to pick us up.
I say Andrew's not quite right.
What do you mean? That's one of our callers. You can't say that.
Well, come on. Who is going to do that?
Why would you not do that?
Yeah. Why would I come out 11 o'clock at night to pick you two
piss pots out?
Oh,
that's early. 11 o'clock?
Out.
You could have done
doing that.
How dare you?
I walked into the Chinese restaurant, got yourself a...
I had Wentworth to watch on the TV last night.
How'd Rob go when he got home? Because
I don't know. I was sound asleep.
He wanted to get a tat at once. Let's go out and get tattoos.
That sounds so much like him, doesn't it?
What'd you eat last night, by the way? What'd you have for...
What didn't I eat?
Really?
I woofed a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, thanks for the doggy bag.
Because I was at a Chinese restaurant. Mm. So thanks for the heads up, fortune cookie. Could have told me...
Did you get one with your tea?
You could have told me I was going to lose my phone. Beware when you leave this restaurant.
Hang on to your phone X.
Do you know what? This wouldn't have happened if we had the, you know, the old phones, the big bricks.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember those ones? What were they?
Absolutely. They were a Nokia, I reckon, from back on Motorola.
Yeah,
hey, did you have tea last night? Because it's the only time you ever have a cup of tea. It's Chinese tea.
A little Chinese tea, a thimble. Thimble at the end.
Have some jasmine tea, did you?
Did you? That's awesome.
Why is that so funny?
It's so funny.
You just don't want us to be happy, do you?
No, I don't.
No, you're home having your pork buns. Jane, do you hear what Jane did?
No.
Because she couldn't go, she decided to order herself some really ordinary Chinese. She's sitting at home with a sweet and sour pork and a pork bun.
On your own.
On her own.
And they're at the most expensive restaurant in the city.
With a TV those TV tables.
Watching Wentworth.
I had sesame toast, hilarious.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here.
Really good show. What was your favourite bit?
I don't want to laugh about it.
What?
Well, it's not funny that you lost your phone.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know
what? You
were banging on about your big fancy
You have some... you have an illness.
No, I don't.
That you delight
I don't.
In other
it's
people's
terrible.
Misfortune.
It's terrible, but Schadenfreude's
the word you're
thinking of.
And send up some smoke signals.
That is terrible.
Better erase all the dick pics I've put on Mum's phone. Because, you know...
Well, you don't continue
better get that.
Before
you don't I give the phone back.
Come on.
That'd be
I know.
Terrible.
I'm wishing you, and again, as we have, I'm sure, and as we've discussed, that you will have got an Apple ID... Somewhere.
You probably had something to do with it.
What do you mean?
You never
That's
liked us going to dinner.
To
you weren't into it. You just
a terrible
I don't know,
thing.
You're
to,
never on board.
Don't go over that again.
Who knows what happened?
All right.
Anyway,
I'm going home.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going home just to rest after my Lion King draining.
Have a blub.
Have a blub.
Think about it.
Oh,
I can't wait to take the kids.
No, don't.
They'll love
it. I've said, I don't take any kids under 10.
Dave, would you go? Are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Nah, I won't say that. Oh, I got my new TV, so I'll be.
What a review! Nah.
Sorry, mate.
You got the big 65-incher.
75.
75-inch.
Massive.
So what are you going to watch on the 75-inch?
Oh, it'll be sport. So I've got the KO all subscribed now, so I'll be watching a bit of sport tonight. I can't wait for the football on the weekend to see how it really pops
up. What are you going
to
watch tonight? Darts,
yeah, might go darts. There'll be some soccer on tonight. Bit of
table tennis.
Bit of table tennis,
there's a new episode of Handmaid's Tale.
Nah, I'm not watching that anymore.
It's not on the 75-inch.
No, I don't want to see that.
Too graphic. All right, who's on tomorrow, Dave?
Tomorrow on the show.
Adam Shan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prime reporter.
Cannot wait.
That'll be tomorrow's show. Grab the podcast from today's Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry fund Lucrative Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.